The famous Czech-born industrialist Tomáš J. Baťa has died in Toronto, Canada, just a few weeks short of his 94th birthday. Mr. Baťa was the former head of one of the world's biggest footwear companies, founded by his father in Zlín in Moravia in 1894. News of his death brought immediate reaction from around the world, including in his native Czech Republic, which Mr. Baťa visited often, the last time just this summer. Jan Willinger has more on the magnate's life.
Tomáš J. Baťa was born in Zlín on September 17, 1914, the son of Tomáš Baťa, founder of the Baťa Shoe Company, the organization that would later grow into an empire, one of the biggest footwear companies in the world. The Baťa family, like many, was hit by the turmoil of the 20th century. The rise of Nazism, the annexation of Bohemia and Moravia, and the communist putsch in 1948. Tomáš J. Baťa first escaped to Canada, where he served in the army. Later he returned to Czechoslovakia, but only briefly. After the communists seized power, they nationalized countless major companies, including the Baťa families. The facilities were then renamed, and the regime did its best to ensure the Baťa name would be forgotten. But it failed. The Baťa shoe organization continued abroad, eventually growing into the worldwide powerhouse and household name. Right up until shortly before his death this week, Tomáš J. Baťa continued to regularly visit the Czech Republic. On Tuesday, I spoke to Eric Best, a Prague-based journalist who knew him well and saw him on his last visit.
Well, there's no doubt he loved the country. He delighted in coming here. His business did not require him to come here as often as he came. He came many times simply because he wanted to. He enjoyed the people. He enjoyed the reception he got here. And he had great hopes for the country. You know, his business was built on the back of Czechs, with the help of Czechs who worked with him throughout the world. And with the reopening of the country, his vision was that this could be achieved again. But at the same time, he recognized that there was a shift in the global balance to the east, and he was well aware of that. And after all, one of his biggest businesses was in India, so he had firsthand information about that as well.
Now, would you say that he really is a symbol for many Czechs? The Czech president, for example, described him as a symbol of someone who had overcome great odds to achieve success.
Absolutely. Certainly, from a business standpoint, was someone that people admire. I personally do myself. I first heard about him as a small kid in the state of Montana. We used to wear his tennis shoes. We called them Beta Bullets. Didn't get the pronunciation right, but they were the toughest tennis shoes I had ever worn, and went through a pair of them a summer. And Czechs certainly do look up to him, and I think they admire him in part because of what he achieved outside the system as someone on his own or as a family on their own, and at the same time as someone who did not forget his heritage. And he came back in 1990 or 1991 and still spoke perfect Czech, and that was quite an impressive thing. I think the Baťa family will always be connected to entrepreneurship and the idea that Czechs, when they put their mind to it, can do something on a grand scale, and I think that will be a tremendous heritage.
Eric Best ending that report by Jan.